This is North Shore Today for Halloween 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that in Salem, by shooting down one store, the Salem City Council has made a promise to them all there will be no early birds on Black Friday this year. At a public hearing before the City Council Thursday night, Mark Lombardi, store manager for the Target store on Highland Avenue, requested an extension of operating hours so it could open as early as 12:01 a.m. on Friday, November 25. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, starting just after midnight. Some national companies have pushed the trend into the actual day of Thanksgiving, while more recently some stores have resisted the push and committed to opening later rather than earlier. More on this story, of course, in the Salem News by Dustin Luca. Today, Bill Newell reports on some police news from Salem and Lynn.
A 52-year-old Beverly man has been arrested in a hit-and-run accident that seriously injured two children and one adult as they were crossing Bridge Street in Salem Sunday night. Dexter Mitchell, 52, of 12 Somerset Avenue, Beverly, was arrested just before 10 p.m. and charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, failing to yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk, and leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury, according to Salem police. The victims were described as two children under the age of 12 and an adult, according to the Deputy Fire Chief Alan Dion. Two of the victims were taken to Salem Hospital and a third was taken to Mass General Hospital. Of those three victims, two sustained what Dion described as very serious injuries. Now in Lynn over the weekend, there were two serious motor vehicle accidents. At approximately 5:45 p.m., Lynn police and fire responded to 39 Webster Street on a report of a rollover motor vehicle. The driver had to be extricated from the vehicle. Earlier in the day, at about 2 p.m., police responded to a two-car accident around Boston and Hamilton Streets. One of the vehicles, a Toyota Camry, drove into the sidewalk and struck the European Pizzeria and Grill at 816 Boston Street, according to the police. And then over the weekend, two teens were rescued from Lynn Woods. Police and fire crews from Lynn and Saugus teamed up to find and rescue two teenagers lost for more than 3 hours in Lynn Woods on Sunday. The Saugus male teenagers, aged 17 and 18, went into the woods during the afternoon and got lost as darkness fell, according to the police department. The teenagers were rescued by a Lynn Fire Department boat from the shore of Walden Pond. Visual contact was made when the two young men were shining their cell phone lights at the rescue crews. The two teens were in good condition and were being brought out of the woods at around 7 p.m. The Lynn reports were from Gayla Colley in today's edition of the Daily Item, and the Salem report was from Dustin Luca in today's front page of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
Alrighty, Bill. Thank you. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com that a pop-up pub hosted by neighborhood organization Peabody Main Streets made Saturday night a party in the downtown area. The event, which took place on Main Street across from the Peabody Institute Library, was the second of its kind and built on last year's success. Dean Healy, Peabody Area Chamber of Commerce president, said it was also a way to celebrate the end of construction in Peabody Square and to draw attention to downtown businesses. Healy said that gauging interest in what residents and city visitors want to see on Main Street was a priority as well. All of the beer sold at the pub came from Notch Brewery in Salem. A DJ and a small fire pit for roasting marshmallows were also on site. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the traffic at what many see as Gloucester's most chaotic crossroads may not change anytime soon. The city's traffic commission has recommended a thumbs down, 4-1, of the notion of barring left turns out of Angle Street up Washington Street and any turns up Washington by motorists coming across from Western Avenue. The proposal now goes to the Council Subcommittee on Ordinance and Administration. Its members will take it up on Monday at 5 p.m. in City Hall at the first floor conference room. Those proposed changes were put forth by Ward 3 City Councilor Steve LeBlanc. They focus on new signage that would steer all traffic coming out of the one-way Angle Street and up from Western Avenue and Stacy Boulevard down to the very bottom of Washington Street. Drivers would lose the option of cutting across other traffic and turning directly up Washington. They're the latest suggestions for revamping an intersection that tries to juggle traffic flowing from Western Avenue, Angle, and Main Streets into the foot of Washington and then in or out to Rogers or Commercial Streets along the city's waterfront. The Traffic Commission's vote to taken at a Thursday night meeting at Sawyer Free Library, came after a site visit that morning, attended by commissioners and a handful of city councilors, as well as a number of residents in downtown and waterfront business owners. Several voiced concerns about any moves that would negatively impact truck access. This is MSO Newsports.com.